This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Tell me, what do you know?
I just don't have an update, but I understand the question.
No, it's a very good question. I don't have an update on that. I'm happy to go back and get that.
I don't have anything specific on that. I would need to check in with our team.
Good first day.
Yeah.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You can lead a man to the presidency, but you can't make him think.
The real president is whoever controls the teleprompter.
Ron Burgundy will read anything that is put on that teleprompter. And when I say anything, I mean
Failure for us to not say that. Failure to say that. And I like to joke about being known as Joe Bidenopoulos in my Greek-American community.
Man, it's hard to tell what Biden's doing, to be totally frank.
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, I thought I would be more interested in the UFO hearings, but then I looked at the beginning of it, and Adam Schiff was the chairman, and I suddenly lost most of my interest in the hearings. But I was just during the break, I was looking at that. They were interviewing a couple of congressmen about it. And I think it's one of the very few instances I've seen in recent years where they had a Republican and a Democrat congressman in the same shot. And they were both smiling because they were. It's an enjoyable issue, isn't it? I think it is. But I do have a complaint. Once again, they've taken a perfectly serviceable name, UFO, the name we've always known by. Do you know the new name, Taylor? Have you been following this?
Not really, no.
It has a new, it's now
UAP, yeah.
UAP.
Unidentified aerial phenomena.
What the hell was wrong with UFO?
UAP is a little more specific.
I think flying objects is pretty damn specific to me. It's like, why did we change the name of the Cleveland Indians?
UFO, when that automatically conjures up, you know, images of flying saucers from the 50s,
right?
Things like that.
That's what it means. That's where they come from. They come from the 50s. They have like large heads and they're in black and white movies.
But UAP, I think, more accurately describes what you don't know. It's an aerial phenomena that's unidentified, not necessarily flying object that conjures up images of War of the Worlds.
Of fun stuff. I'm still going to keep calling them UFOs. Again. Why don't it always seem to know that you don't know what you got till it's gone? UFOs. All right, time for the chump line.
Joe Biden said he knew of the baby formula shortage months ago, but all his resources were being used come up with the name Ultra MAGA.
And don't forget the great MAGA King. My favorite.
There's baby formula at future Democrat processing centers.
Yeah, exactly. That's, also known as the illegal alien. Yeah, that's another name that's been changed. What was wrong with the illegal alien? Now we have to call them irregular migrants. Makes it sound like they're constipated or something. Irregular migrants, indeed. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by the Tap City Grill on Main Street in Hyannis, Massachusetts. In addition to great food, they have an incredibly diverse selection of both draft and bottled beers, many brewed right here in New England. The Tap City Grill is located at 586 Main Street in downtown Hyannis, on beautiful Cape Cod. Check them out at Tap City Grill. That's grill with an E, tapcitygrill.com.
Hunter Biden said he's probably snorted more baby formula than anyone you know.
I'll bet he's right about that, too. I bet he smoked more, too. Probably just, turned it into crack and then put it in his pipe because he got to get a better rush quicker.
MSNBC went all out to land Jen Psaki because they love her ability to be smug and cocky. It's hard to believe what she's managed to achieve just by spewing forth total jabberwocky.
Not bad. Not bad. I would have said snarky instead of cocky, but I guess that wouldn't have rhymed quite as well.
Elon Musk is discovering the possibility that Twitter has just as many bots as the Democratic Party does.
81 million? I don't know about that. Let's play the Elon Musk cut about on the podcast yesterday, talking about Joe Biden and his dementia. Cut one.
Man, it's hard to tell what Biden's doing, to be totally frank.
At Bernie's.
The real president is whoever controls the teleprompter. You know, it's like the path to power is the path to the teleprompter. You know, like what because that then he just reads the teleprompter. So, you know, I do feel like if somebody would accidentally lean on the teleprompter, it's going to be like Anchorman. It's going to be like QQQ ASDF 123, you know, type of thing.
I think he's doing something. He's eating tapioca pudding. And by the way, I had some great tapioca pudding up at the Fallen's BN. Doug came up with, he made some homemade tapioca pudding. I haven't had any of that for a long, long time. Thank you so much. It was great.
Joe Biden here. I don't care how bad Americans are struggling. I want to kiss your guns goodbye. No joke.
Yeah. The red flag law in New York State worked so well with this shooter, right? I mean, it didn't stop. Even though he'd been, put in a day and a half mental observation, he was still able to buy a gun. So what good are all these laws? Actually, Biden even admitted that today. Cut 17 from Biden.
Is it time for a domestic terrorism statute?
Well, we have enough laws on the books to deal with what's going on now. We just have to deal with it.
That's about as coherent as you're ever going to get out of Joe Biden.
Here at CNN, also known as Crap Not News, we are proud to be number one at producing number two.
That was one of the funniest lines I've read in a long time, that story about CNN Plus going down the tubes in the Wall Street Journal. And they said that when they met with the Discovery people, I mentioned this yesterday, the Discovery people said, you know, we've had some problems with these niche streaming services, you know, just for like Motor Trend. And CNN was offended that they were being compared to Motor Trend. I'm sure Motor Trend was offended they were being compared to CNN. Motor Trend doesn't have a track record of very fake news.
You remember barkeep, they have the rules of this drinking game are every time Kami Harris says working together, you pour me a shot.
We will work together and continue to work together.
I remember better give me the bottle.
Doesn't KJP sound like she's taking lessons from Kamala Harris in terms of spewing nonsense?
Elon Musk said the real president was the person running the teleprompter. I thought it was the one in the bunny suit.
It can't be the person writing his comments because they're not doing a very good job either. And if someone was in, if you would think if someone were in charge, they would have fired the people that are writing the copy that like Kamala Harris was using where she kept repeating working together, working together, working together.
Keystone,
because my administration
does not fund cracked pipes.
Go ahead.
Dr. Fauci doesn't like mandates. He loves mandates.
Exactly. That's the truth of it. Listen, let's just play the beginning of that cut, cut 25.
I don't like mandating things. I don't like punishing people for not doing something.
He loves that, too. He loves punishing people, and he loves mandating things.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again, bragging about getting into the Radio Hall of Fame. Let's face it. Back then, all you had to do was send in 5 box tops from Sugar Smack cereal to get in. I mean, with members like Howie Carr, Ryan Seacrest, John Tesh, and Cokie Roberts, it makes UNC seem elite. We're going to be fine.
You know, I guess I'm happy to be in the Radio Hall of Fame, but whenever I hear someone's going to Chicago, I don't say, hey, you got to be sure to get to the Radio Hall of Fame.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second brand new chump line, we have Chop Chumps. Chop Chumps is posted around 7 o'clock every evening, weeknights. And you can get Chopped Chumps, the new brand new chump line of the day, at wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's chump line is sponsored by the Tap City Grill on Main Street in Hyannis, Mass. In addition to great food, they have an incredibly diverse selection of both draft and bottled beers, many brewed right here in New England. The Tap City Grill is located at 586 Main Street in downtown Hyannis on beautiful Cape Cod. Check them out at Tap City Grill, that's with an E, grill, tapcitygrill.com.
You're a mayor barkeep. I have the rules of this drinking game are every time Commie Harris says working together, you pour me a shot.
We will work together and continue to work together.
I remember, better give me the bottle.
This message could be important to your health. There may be an antibiotic supply chain shortage soon. If that supply chain were to be cut off, experts predict that our pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics in weeks. Are you prepared if this were to happen? Many common infections can quickly become deadly if not treated by antibiotics. Have you heard of the Jace case? It's a case you can order online that contains 5 life-saving antibiotics prepared to treat infections. Every home needs at least 1 Jace case to care for yourself and loved ones should the antibiotic supply chain be cut off. Go to jasemedical.com, that's J-A-S-E, medical.com, right now, and use the code Howie for $10 off your Jace case. That's code word Howie for $10 off, J-A-S-E, jasemedical.com. Use code word Howie at checkout. I'm Howie Carr.
You've got it. From what I've heard here, yeah, you've got it. And you're stuck with it. And I don't care if you wanted to get rid of it. You could. It's always going to be there.
He's Howie Carr.
I'm not going to say anything. I just came to drive a truck. He's pounding
down. Lord, we don't drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, yeah?
That's awesome.
I got to.
Where union workers are building the first ever all-electric Ford F-150. I got to drive that sucker. It's quick, 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds. And it's a big boy. It's a big one.
But you see that sucker over there?
0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds. It's all electric. I tell you what, this truck, 3 times heavier. 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
Tell me about what the mobile vaccine unit is like. I mean, are you driving around in a with docs in a pickup truck? Or you? I mean,
and it's a big boy. It's a big one.
Spring is finally here. Why not savor every moment? With HelloFresh, you get delicious, chef-crafted recipes featuring seasonal produce and spring's freshest flavors delivered right to your doorstep. This way, you can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time at the ball field, the park, or in your own backyard. With 50 different weekly options, you'll never get bored and can even customize meals by swapping the proteins and sides. If you're feeling extra fancy, treat your...
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Splash yourself. Splash yourself. The older VIP understands what I'm doing. The younger guy has no clue what I'm talking about. Nobody under the age of 55 knows what I'm doing. All right, but anyway, I forget the name of the guys, the Watts 103rd Street Band or something like that. Is that who that is, Taylor?
Charles Wright.
Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Band.
Is probably something like that, yeah.
It's a great tune. Enjoy more sunshine and less time in the checkout line with HelloFresh, delivered right to your door. Try the Sweet Heat Shrimp Tempura Bowls or Garden Shrimp Ricotta Ravioli. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 delicious free meals plus 3 gifts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What's causing inflation in the United States? Putin, Trump, greed, or Brandon?
Brandon.
95% say Brandon.
Keeps going up. Keeps going up. You know, we were just talking about the fact that that the two richest guys in the world are now dumping on Brandon's head. And, you know, it's not like they're writing these, you know, op-eds for the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. They're just tweeting out and laughing at him on podcasts. They are, indeed, I would say, as one of the VIPs noted, they are pouncing, seizing, weaponizing, lashing out, and ranting at Brandon. It's an amazing thing. Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. And Bezos says he's never voted Republican, but he's definitely voting Republican this year.
I think Musk said that.
Oh, Musk. Excuse me. Musk said that. I'm sorry. And Bezos probably is still going to vote Democrat, but he shouldn't be. He's still got the Washington Post. I wish he'd tell his editors and writers to wise up. But anyway, Biden got back from the Buffalo event, the sad event today. And then he was at the Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
See, I missed that memo for Week in Woke. I don't remember them adding in the Native Hawaiian part. I thought it was just AAPI, Asian American, Pacific Islander.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I missed that.
What's the difference between a Pacific Islander and a Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander?
Well, I guess the Native Hawaiians were in Hawaii. And the Pacific Islanders are the
Where's Hawaii?
The Solomon Islands.
What is Hawaii?
It's in Asia.
It's a Pacific island. It's a string of Pacific islands.
I know. But, you know, there's a string of islands in Casco Bay, you know. And I had a place on Great Diamond, and that makes me different, I guess, than someone who owned on Peaks Island.
You'd be an Atlantic Islander.
But we don't call it Atlantic Islands.
Nobody calls it Pacific Islanders either, but here we are.
They do. They do call it Pacific Islanders. I don't know who they are, but there's some of them. But anyway, the reason I want to mention this is because we have another string of cuts.
And the hits just keep on coming.
WRKO.
Boston.
You want to know why they're making sport of Brandon? Listen to this cut. This is the cut of the day. Talk about a screw up. Cut 29.
I thank you all for being here, and I want you to enjoy the rest of the session. Remember, though.
He wants them to enjoy the rest of the recession?
I thank you all for being here, and I want you to enjoy the rest of the session. Remember, though.
I didn't enjoy the first part of the recession. Actually, technically, the recession hasn't even started until we get to second quarter numbers. Then it hasn't even begun yet, Brandon. And you're already telling us to enjoy the rest of it? Okay, let's have him try to describe Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders, the acronym. We did this once before, but we can do it again. Cut 24.
By the deep family ties and heritage and the values reflected in the AANHPI.
Okay. Cut 27.
We're working to fix our immigration system.
The immigration system?
We're working to fix our immigration system.
Or immigration system. I think that's another neologism, Taylor. He's combined two words, but in this case, the words don't really mean they don't. They shouldn't really be run together.
I think that's just good old-fashioned mush mouth.
Or slurring. You know, let me hear that acronym again. I want to hear that one more time.
By the deep family ties and heritage and the values reflected in the AANHPI.
At this point, Officer Carr terminated the Sidewalk Olympics and determined that Mr. Biden had failed the test. Officer Carr did not even continue with the backwards count that is usually the second part of the Sidewalk Olympics. All right. 844-500-4242. We will be right back with your phone calls here. And I want everybody, all my listeners, viewers, readers, to enjoy the rest of this recession. I'm Howie Carr.
Aye.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. People want to, they're disturbed by that III cut for various reasons. They'd like to have their access to it. So we're going to retweet the cut out. So you
can. III.
Ugh. Pretty weird. But he messes up earlier. When he's trying to describe the organization, not when he's making an acronym out of it, when he's actually trying to recite the real name of the group. Cut 22.
As Catherine mentioned, I'm proud to have reestablished the White House Initiative on Asian American, Native American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders.
He's very proud. He doesn't know the name of the group, but he's very proud to have something to do with it. By the way, Joe, what ethnic group are you? I don't believe you've ever told us what ethnic group you are. Could you fill us in? Cut 28.
You know, you were telling the story. Jill was going to get mad at me for reminding me. I happen to be Irish. That's a problem sometimes with Jill, but I'm only joking.
What does he mean he's only joking? What's so funny about that? Cut 31.
And I'll be darned, as long as I'm president of the United States, I'm going to fight like hell and we're going to expose everybody. We've got to make sure.
He's going to expose everybody? When are you opening up your Senate files at the University of Delaware so we can see, we can expose whether Tara Reid ever filed a sexual harassment report about you?
I'm just going to touch it for a second.
And by the way, why were you touching that little boy yesterday at the White House? I didn't even see that. I saw references to it this morning on the internet.
Gay bathhouses. It's all about round the clock sex.
Why would you let a little boy get, or a little girl, a child get near Joe Biden? And why would any of his caregivers let him get near a child?
Let me pull this out for you.
Oof, I'm thinking of the Pumpkin Man. It's another blast from the past. I won't explain it. Cut 25.
Jill and I just got back from Buffalo, New York.
Really? As opposed to Buffalo, New Jersey, I guess. 844-500-4242. Cut 30.
It's not just the wackos who go out there with those guns and get talked into doing something. It's the people who fill their brains with false ideas. It's the people who make them, convince them for their power and their prestige and their money to be able to go out and do these terrible things.
Sounds like a Democratic rhetoric, doesn't it? So isn't that what it's all about? What about Black Lives Matter? How much money did they make? 844-500-4242. There was a great headline in the, or great graphic in the Daily Mail today. They just had the list of, they had a picture of the father of her kid, $970,000. The brother, $840,000 for quote unquote security. The director of the corporation, $2.1 million. All that money spent. And, you know, John Heinerecker had a great point in Powerline blog. All these corporations gave, they gave $90 million bucks, basically, and some guilty white liberals in Brookline and Newton. And they and he said it was protection money. Those corporations didn't care what the any, they didn't care what the money was used for any more than you know, some delicatessen in a gangster neighborhood when it gets shaken down. They don't care what the money, they just say, we'll give you the money and leave us alone. And that's exactly what it was. It was a racket. Only it was a huge racket. $90 million they shook down. She had to pay back. She took a private jet for $73,000. I guess the IRS made her pay it back. Of course, it's all just, you know, it's just one racket pocket to another racket pocket. But she said, "Well, I had to deal. I was concerned about COVID." So she leased a private jet. 73. How big is that jet? Where the hell did it go for $73,000? She must have been using it all the time. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Howie, you're killing me with this Brandon stuff. I keep hearing these. I go to sleep at night. I hear it stuttering in my brain, crying out loud. I'm getting nausea. Help me, will you? I need some help, Captain. Please. He's the worst.
I can't help it. I got to do it, Jack. I can't help myself. Thanks. He was serious. It was bothering him. 844-500. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hi, Howie. I enjoyed the tape you played of the new White House press secretary talking about breaking the barriers, breaking the barriers. Howie, I'm so tired of this rhetoric. For once, I'd like to hear these people say, thank you to the vast majority of American people who are so good, who've opened the doors, who've, you know, recognized.
You know, that would be great. Yeah, who opened their arms to my family when we fled our impoverished homeland. How about that, Peter? Would that be a nice thing for her to have said yesterday?
Going to the States and say, I'd like to thank all the previous Canadian tourists who broke the barriers so we could go into the United States to visit and shop. How ridiculous is this, you know?
I know. But again, she checks the boxes, as Taylor said. That's the only thing that matters. You know, she just fills some need that they have. And I mean, who would want the job anyway? You know, I guess, you know, Jen Psaki, they're probably going to give her $1 million to do a show that nobody's going to watch, and she'll have it for a couple of years, and then she'll do podcasting. She'll go the Katie Couric route. She won't make money as much as Katie Couric, but she'll have a place on the island, on one of the island, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, before you know it. So I guess it pays off. But you know, you're right. Wouldn't it be great to see somebody come out and instead of being an angry newcomer to our land, Ilhan? I'd like to. When is Ilhan Omar going to thank America for saving her from becoming a basically a slave, you know, to some warlord in Somalia or getting killed in one of those endless civil wars that are going on. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
As one paper boy to another, I was wondering, I have two quick points before I ask my question. I was wondering if Joe come out today with his name that his Hawaiian South Pacific, you know, constituents called him when he was, you know. And the other thing is, I retired in 2016. And, you know, according to these people that are working from home, with me, they'd have to put me back in chains to get me to go back to work.
I think a lot of people, it takes a lot less than 6 years. We always put at the State House, we always said after 6 years, a rep could never go back to work. That broke them all. I mean, it didn't break. I mean, it just broke them of the work ethic. That's what it did. Go ahead, Dennis.
Another thing, Howie. Yeah, I was a truck driver, and I used to deliver once in a while to the MBTA yards over there on 99 in Everett.
Yeah.
And there'd be 10 guys there, and they've been there 20 years, and one guy would know how to drive a forklift. And if he wasn't there, you were out of luck. But what I was calling for, Howie,
You're bringing back a lot of memories, Dennis.
Oh, good.
You know, I'm over in the South End side, you know, with the power plant in South Boston and then I think they call them the Cabot bus yards. Same thing, Dennis. It's just amazing how screwed up it is. Did you see what they did with the blue line, Dennis? They said they're doing work on the blue line, and they said they had a problem with one tool cart, and that's why everything was slowed down. And so I don't know if they ran over the tool cart or something happened. And so then yesterday, I guess they thought there was a lot of news elsewhere. So they announced, you know, it wasn't one tool cart, it was three tool carts. So it's going to take a little longer to fix up the place. But it's just, you know what, Dennis, you know one thing they were really good at? Stealing quarters. They had the old quarter gate. That would come around about every 3 years. They'd have a scandal in the counting room. And they'd arrest a couple of people who were related to state reps, and they would they'd all get suspended sentences. And then they'd say, "We put up some cameras in the counting room," and then 2 or 3 years later, there'd be another bunch of arrests at the you know, some guy would be trying to pay for his membership at the country club with 5 million quarters or something like that. It never ended. Mr. Bulger's Transit Authority, they called it. And now it's not Mr. Bulger's Transit Authority, but it's just as inefficient and much of a money pit as it's always been. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire, and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. With foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt, the D.C. Democrats' only plan, print more money. How's that one been working out for you? At the supermarket, at the gas station, anywhere. Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. You know, yesterday, Reuters, the wire service, ran a story about the Ukrainian resistance, and they illustrated it with a picture of some guys with paintball guns. And they thought it was real. So that was a good laugh, right? But then today it got better. You hear about this? A retired four-star general and MSNBC military analyst, for indeed he had to work for MSNBC, is getting clobbered on social media after tweeting out footage he claimed showed Ukrainian forces downing a Russian plane, but it turned out to be from a video game. Barry McCaffrey showed grainy footage of a surface-to-air missile downing a plane. He took it. He called it an example of the formidable Ukrainian air defense. This is pretty funny.
It's a pretty dead giveaway when the plane blows up and it says 500 points on the screen.
Apparently, the video clip makes it pretty clear that the video is from Arma 3 and not from actual combat. It's from the Third Army, man. Isn't that what General Patton had during World War II? How do we know Arma isn't Ukrainian for Army? Oh, goodness. 844 Twitter user said, hey, MSNBC, this is pathetic and unbelievable, even for you guys. General McCaffrey is on lefty cable news praising incredible accuracy by a Ukrainian ground force attacking Russian jets. A problem here is that he is praising a video game. Old fart needs to retire again. And guess who got caught up in it? Max Boot, that conservative columnist, you know, the guy with the hat, born in Moscow, big neocon. He retweeted it. Boot has come to McCaffrey's defense before, writing a scathing column about Ohio Senate Republican candidate J.D. Vance after Vance criticized the retired general as a war profiteer. Can't they get a smarter war profiteer, Lockheed Martin, or whoever's hired him? Joanne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joanne.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
How are you doing, Howie?
Good.
I'm having a hard time hearing. I don't know what's going on with my phone, but I just wanted to tell you that about 3 weeks ago, my son was waiting at the train platform over in Lynn.
Yeah.
And I happened to notice a group of three politicians. One of them was Elizabeth Warren?
Okay. All right. Call back without the dog, Joanne. Would like to hear us. There's always a good story about the Indians. 844-500. Was she on a war pony? Is that how she got to Lynn? All right. 844-500-4242. 201 says, when I was a kid in the 1950s, the Polish DP, displaced persons, family next door, always thanked God and the American people that she was in the USA. Yeah, and in those days, you had to actually work for a living when you came over here. And you had to show up every 6 months at the police station to give a good account of yourself, as they used to say. And you had to have a sponsor, a U.S. citizen, who would sign a binding affidavit saying that you wouldn't become a ward of the state. I mean, it was a lot more arduous to become a resident of America before you could become a citizen. 844-500-4242. So tax filings reveal how BLM co-founder spent charity funds. Paul Cullors, that's her brother, he got $840,000 for providing security services, allegedly. Damon Turner, he's the baby daddy. He was given $970,000 to, quote, produce live events, as well as other, quote, unquote, creative services. They ended the fiscal year last year with a stunning $42 million in net assets. You know who's hearing this and really just banging her head up against the wall? Monica Cannon Grant. She had the BLM franchise in Boston. You know, the Boston Globe was swooning over her. Boston Magazine named her the best social justice warrior of the year. That's what they called her, the best social justice warrior of the year. You know what they call her in federal court? The defendant. How do you plead? Boston Magazine winner of Social Justice Warrior of the Year Award. Not guilty, Your Honor. They invested $32 million in stocks. $32 million. Colors reimbursed the organization $73,523 for a charter flight. Must have been a big jet and a long trip. BLM insists she took the flight in 2021 out of concern for the COVID-19 pandemic and the health risks that come with it. Well, she's in one at-risk group I know of. If you've ever seen a picture of her, you know what I'm talking about. Colors already found herself in hot water after receiving a cool $120,000 payment for undisclosed consulting fees. Monica Cannon Grant, how come you didn't think of consulting fees? I could have solved a lot of problems for you. She purchased four high-end U.S. homes for $3.2 million. All Monica Cannon Grant wanted was a little Cape Cod in Taunton. Now she's going to the can. I'm Howie Carr.